2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's Unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. It is KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Coming up in just a little while, we're going to have our MVPs, where we, of course, award fake awards to real people. And today's a special one because the Pac-12 found a partner that they don't want to part with for a long time. Very excited about it, Scott, and we'll get to that in just a little while. Let me see here. So let's switch gears. We spend a lot of time. Well, I'm going to say, look, people ask me all the time, they're like, is Scott just one of those Utah homers? And the answer is yes. But he also has a brain between his ears, and he goes, look, he knows exactly – you know exactly what you see when you see Zach Wilson. It's like, this is a darn good football player, and they're winning games, and he's getting attention. That's exactly what you could – that's the only thing you're going to ask for a kid who wants to be in the NFL, who wants to be effective, who wants to show people at the next level. He's on TV every week. He's absolutely soaking it up and doing well with that pressure, And so I know we talked a lot about BYU. We've got some Utah to get to because we're a couple weeks away from Utah kicking off against Arizona.
We're still a couple weeks.
I love how you're kind of being still bitter about that. Every day we get on and I start talking
about
Let's just start
with the NBA. Let's start like Christmas
Day.
Let's
just go right.
Just have one game,
you know what?
And then
one
end
game
it right there.
And it's just, but it's a nice game. It's like a really good one. With a Pac-12 opponent. It'll be really great. So we're going to talk a little bit about this quarterback situation. Kyle Whittingham discussed whether or not there would be a drop-dead date, so to speak, on this quarterback competition. I don't know. I mean, the thing is
that date is dropped and dead. They already know who their starting quarterback
is. Okay, so read between the lines, whatever you want. So we'll have Scott interpret it after you hear what Coach Witt has to say about the quarterback competition.
We have two really good ones, and we'll have a tough decision to make. I don't see a platoon situation, so we're just going to have to see how it plays out. We need to get it down to one, and that most likely will be in place Monday of next week. Ooh. If we feel we need a few more days to look at them both on equal footing, then we'll do that. But I would say no later than Wednesday or Thursday, that'd be the drop dead.
So looking at them both,
whatever.
Scott. Looking at
you know,
both,
you know
Scott,
how they make these decisions? They do. It's the potato theory. One potato, two potato, three potato. That's how they do this.
I love the idea of.
That's all they do.
You know, and Coach Whittingham he's brilliant and he's super smart. But he's not very nice about releasing any information. So when it comes down to it, he goes, we'd really love to get down to one quarterback. That's our goal. It's like, okay. So you're not going to line up. You're not going to line up in double shotgun, the old formation, the old tried.
Hey, you know what? The New Orleans Saints do it. They get Taysom Hill and Drew Brees in. Might as well. You know what?
To have them both right there making the calls. They're both kind of clapping their hands together. You know,
I know, to make the
call at the line. That'd be amazing.
I know this is an important decision. And I know Utah fans are extremely interested in who that guy is. But I have to tell you, I was going through this last season. In fact, it was while I was in the radio booth and I was preparing for a game, and I was just going over the roster and all the players who played, all the returning players the next year.
Right.
And I was like, because Utah had such a heavily laden senior class, and you're just like, oh, the cupboards are going to be bare next year. And as I looked through it, I'm like, wait a minute. There's still a lot of really good players that are going to come back here, whether they're, you know, like on offense, most of the players are returning. But on defense, there are a lot of players who have played. I mean, there's a couple of fresh faces. And when I say fresh, I mean freshman faces that are extremely talented that are going to step in. But, you know, Jalen Johnson did that a few years ago and did well. But for the most part, a lot of these guys on defense have played some. And it's not just played. You know, they actually were good. They had some impact. You could see that they were guys that could play. And so I just remember thinking to myself, and I know Utah's going to be replacing a lot next year, but they're still going to be a really good football team. And, of course, the quarterback's going to matter. But you know how much he really matters, Alex? He matters as much as the people around him. Really good offensive line, really deep and talented receiving core. Same thing with the tight ends. I mean, Utah might have some of the, you know, they could be comparable, if not, well, they're better than BYU at tight end now without Bushman. And they might have been even had Bushman still been there, because Keithy's a legitimate threat. He just is. And then the running back situation's very deep, and a lot of these guys played last year at running back. So Utah is in a really, really good situation, whoever the quarterback is, and whenever they start to play. I mean, I just want them to play to just see how good this team actually is.
I wonder if there's a – you know, I look at where Utah is right now. They're chomping at the bit to get playing, and they're excited about playing. And yet they have to have these same pre – like the fall camp talk is happening at the end of October for them, right? The end of camp, like, well, we'll see. You know, we have a lot of guys competing. You know, we're just out there working hard. It's like all the same stuff you hear, and we're used to being done with it by now. There should have been games being played. And usually at this point we wouldn't have to deal with this, but here we are. Kyle Whittingham talking about his offense, and of course they know they have to replace a lot on defense. But our other troll poll question of the night, if you go to our KSL Unrivaled Twitter page, has to do with the Utah offense. Will the Utah offense be better than its defense in 2020 so far? And I'm going to go ahead and throw a vote for the defense still being better, just because it's a Kyle Whittingham. It's a defensive-minded coach.
Leopard never loses his spot.
So I'm going to go, and it's about 50-50 right now. So the offense just has the edge there, but here's what he has to say. Here's what Coach Witt has to say about his offense right now in terms of progression.
The offense is further ahead than the defense. It was apparent in the scrimmage last week. It was very apparent in practice yesterday. We had two live sessions, about 20 snaps each, so about 40 snaps total of live work yesterday, which the offense definitely got the best of things. And I would say that's to be expected. We got a lot of returning starters on offense.
Don't you feel like that's a little bit of a wake-up call, too? Like, you know your defense is hearing this, and you're just embarrassing them so they'll wake up a little bit? You're kind of a big fan of that. Like, hey, using the media to go, yeah, our defense is terrible right now. Our offense way ahead. Defense doesn't know what they're doing. They got beat up big time in the scrimmage and in practice yesterday.
I mean, yeah, that happens a lot. But I don't know that this is that case simply because excuse me. Simply because this defense has a lot of young players in it, and they're seeing things at a speed and also scheme wise that they may not be used to coming. I mean, some of them right out of high school. So it doesn't surprise me a little bit. What I do like in his comment is, and I've mentioned this before, you don't have a lot of reps. And so you want in those reps you get in practice. You want those to be as high a speed and against the best talent you can possibly play against. So they're doing a lot of scrimmaging. They're practicing a lot of ones versus ones. So both sides of the ball are getting really good reps. And they're trying to kind of crunch a lot of things in a short period of time because of the lack of spring football. And so it's not just that they're getting reps. You know, there's not like the scout teams out there showing the defense what to do. It's like the ones are going against the ones, and they're getting really, really good reps. And so to me, that's actually a good sign, and it will help Utah kind of come out of the gates fast.
Let's take the break here. We'll come back. We've got our MVPs next. You don't want to miss it. The newest partnership with the Pac-12 could be a massive boon for this conference that is just in so much need to recoup some funds. And, boy, they need a partnership like this. You want to stick around for this. Stay right here. It is KSL's Unrivaled, KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.